Hey, it's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, updating you all with the latest from BeStylistic.com and the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, November 9th. Man, have I missed you guys, because I've had a cup overflowing with some tea for y'all. So let me get into it. You want to rumble with the B, huh, Nikki? Kim has been furious ever since Nikki allegedly came for her in that Roman's Revenge song featuring Eminem. So Kimmy Poo got her drunk ass on stage at a club in Queens, going back in on Nikki. Let me tell y'all what Kim said. Please pardon my French.
I will erase this bitch's social security number. First of all, I don't even need a record right now, and I kill that bitch with my old shit.
Mm-hmm. And she said a whole lot more, and BeStylistic.com has it on video. So check it out and see what the hell is wrong with Lil' Kim. Kim, stop living in the past, because we haven't seen you kill Nikki with your music in the present. Girl, I love you, but pal, let that girl make her coins, honey. You had your chance, Kimmy. Next. Oh my gosh, everybody. Did you see Ray J fall his ass on the ground and start humping around like his name was Bobby Brown? He busted his ass on stage while performing, and it was so freaking funny. Check out the video on Be Stylistic and see what led up to this embarrassing fall from Mr. Ray J. Chow. I don't know if Razzby from B2K has joined the cast of All My Gays or As the Gays Turn, because this drama between he and Chris Stokes has turned into one big homosexual soap opera, and now Razzby's big brother, Ricky Romance, has gotten back involved. They are retaliating against Marcus Houston's restraining order by filing a restraint against Marcus Houston, Chris Stokes, and get this, Omarion. Ricky Romance has also made claims that Chris Stokes' granddaddy assaulted him. So now he and Razzby fear for the lives of themselves and their families. I'm just trying to figure out how all these fools are going to make it to two different courts at the same time on the same day of November 22nd to face all of these restraining order charges. You know, BeStylistic.com will keep you posted on how this mess turns out, and I don't think it's going to be good. Now, many Americans are worried about a terrorist hijacking their plane. But, is it okay if Kanye West jacks it? Yes. Several lucky passengers on board a Delta flight from Minneapolis to New York City got a surprise mid-air concert from Kanye as he spit parts of his famous hits Gold Digger and Good Life. You can check out this exclusive footage on BeStylistic.com. I don't think any rapper can top this stunt. What do you think? Mm-mm, not even Jay-Z. Houston, we have another problem. Mr. Black and Yellow, had to put on an orange jumpsuit last night because he got his ass locked up following a performance at East Carolina University. Cali rapper Wiz Khalifa is currently on the Wake and Bacon tour with several other artists, but I'm sure his arrest for several marijuana violations was a wake-up call for him while he was getting handcuffed. BeStylistic.com released the footage of police raiding his tour bus and fans booing the popos for trying him. When will these rappers learn? I think Lil Wayne has definitely learned his lesson from being locked up in Rikers Island for 8 months, because the very next day, he had to hightail it back to Arizona for sentencing from his 2008 arrest from his tour bus getting raided by U.S. Border Patrol. I know you all remember this, right? Police found cocaine and a gun on the bus. You know, and nobody took the charge, and Wayne had to take his own charge. Yes. Well, anyway, luckily they only gave Weezy 3 years of probation and 360 hours of community service. The effed up part about Weezy's probation is that he signed a document stating that he wouldn't drink alcohol for the next 3 years. How the hell is Weezy gonna pull that off? Especially when he had a huge prison release party at a strip club in Miami with 48 bottles of rosé on deck. I guess Weezy can still pull out his purple drink though, right? Anyways, Nicki Minaj dropped a new mixtape entitled Material Girl on Monday to rev up her fans for the November 23rd release of Pink Friday. You can download that mixtape and new music from Nelly and Kelly, Trey Songz, and It's Raining Men with Rihanna and Nicki Minaj at the site. Sorry, my time is up and I gotta go. So you know what to do. Head on over to BeStylistic.com so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You'll be you, because I'm a BeStylistic. Because I am Miss Stylistic, honey, and I'm out. See you on Thursday, T-Mills.